Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins is brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of your Boston Bruins. Coors Light, made for hockey, made to chill. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, not a whole lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. And I obviously wanted to ask about Sunday. It was such an amazing game to watch. Was it as amazing to play in it on beautiful Lake Tahoe?
Oh man, the scene was. I mean, you guys saw the scene. It was like it looked, probably even more beautiful in person, but. The only issue, like you said, you had the sun and a little bit of the glare in the first period, but the second and third period were, I mean, the ice conditions were just like they would have been inside an arena.
Yeah, I mean, it was an issue watching it a little bit. We were talking with Dale about that yesterday during that first period, but after that, I mean, it just, the setting was beautiful. You guys were awesome, and it was just I hope the NHL does it more. Have you heard anything about them doing it more often?
You know, we were talking about that as a team also, and even during non-COVID times, it'd be such a cool thing to do. I just thought it was such a great idea. That little town we were in was, I don't know how many there are around the lake, but it was a cool little ski town we were in.
Yeah,
we got to walk around. We weren't able to do anything, but we're able to walk around and check it out. It just seemed like a great place to host an event like that, and a place the fans could have a lot of fun.
Yeah, the sheriff in that town is still looking for the weird dude with the pink sunglasses on who's singing Barbie Girl. But you know what, Pasta has. Is he the? He's got to be one of the funnest guys you've ever played with. The guy is not only is an incredible hockey player, but he has a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, he does. That's part of it, I guess. I think it's to have as much fun as I possibly can, and that comes along with scoring 50 goals. Hey, everyone's happy. He's a good teammate, great guy, someone you love having around. You look at him some days when you're feeling down about, your performance or whatever, and this guy's just always got a smile on his face. It's something to learn from, and geez, funny guy, that's for sure.
Sean, you talked about ice conditions. I mean, a lot of hockey players grow up playing pond hockey and playing outdoors. What were some of the things, rather than just the ice conditions that maybe takes a little bit getting used to playing in an outdoor setting?
So the first thing was with, it's not really ice, it's just having the sun there. It's way brighter than, you're almost squinting the whole game. It's just way brighter than the arena lights. Second of all, I guess there's just some different things, especially with this one. It's not even like an outdoor game in Notre Dame. So, for example, there was no showers in the locker room. So you have to, go back and forth in between. After the games, you're not showering. So I guess good thing you guys weren't there to smell all of us.
Danielle would have actually preferred to be doing that.
I
don't know.
That's nasty. Nobody likes hockey stank, Greg. I don't care how much I love Sean. Hockey stank is nasty. Yeah.
No, you would not like that.
No.
I'm trying to think what else. The NHL does a really good job. That little area of the game and what you guys all saw on TV and those those like makeshift locker rooms were all really nice. And, you know, there's some different things. There's timing. Timing's off. It's not like all the same before the game, what time you're going on the ice. Warm-ups were a little earlier for a picture, just little things, but stuff that we were used to with playing in the Winter Classic and then playoffs. Sometimes stuff like that happens.
The breathing conditions change? Because I remember when I used to play football, playing in an indoor stadium versus an outdoor stadium, it just feels like the breathing conditions are a little bit different.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I think, you know, there's a couple different variables working there. We're outside, but we're also at, I think it was 6,500 feet, which is higher than we'd be even in Colorado. So you were, the first day we practiced at an indoor rink, but at the elevation, obviously, and you feel like you're breathing through a straw. So after a day or so, it gets better, but it was definitely noticeable.
You guys have been hit with the injury bug a little bit of late. Is that worrisome at all? Or you got guys who will step up and handle that?
Yes, we think we've got guys that can step up and handle it. I think we've got guys that are looking for opportunity, looking for chances to play, eager to play. But yeah, we think we've got some depth, and kind of what's been expected is the next guy step in. It's not, you know, take a step back. It's let's fill the spot, and if not, contribute as much as you possibly can and try and move the team forward. We think we've got a good thing going, but we think we can play a little bit better too. There's spots we can play a little bit better hockey. We watched some video on our Tahoe game. All good. And we just want to keep doing some of that stuff. But we think that there's another level we can get to also.
I believe the former host of the Skate Pod has a question.
Nothing deep hockey. I was just curious about the fans being at the game in New York against the Rangers. How excited are you guys to play in front of some fans?
Huge. So excited, honestly. It's going to be, I think it's, what, only 1,500 or 2,000? But I think we all got that circle that some of us were talking about that this morning at breakfast. That's circled on the calendar. We even got a text to possibly have friends and family, or actually it had to be family. There was to come to the game. So that was a nice text to send some family. And obviously the first time in almost a year.
I'll take a couple. I mean, I don't know.
Greg Corelli.
Just stay away from pasta, Greg.
I mean, we look. Yeah, seriously. We're similar in body makeup. I don't think anybody would be suspicious.
No, just we could both go with our shirts off. It'll be good.
Sean, go ahead, Danielle. I'm sorry.
Sean, I'm curious, you know, mentioning the New York games and whatnot, what's the sentiment among the guys about being in New York but basically being confined to your hotel room? Like, how do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, it's the road's a different animal this year. The road is usually like a time of us, you know, being social with your teammates, going to dinners, having fun. Now it's kind of you're getting, you know, the messages now that let's be not with each other as much as possible. And we do have team lounges and team rooms we can hang out in. We play video games and whatnot. But and last time in New York, I think what you can do is you can go for a walk. So a few of us went for walks, I guess. That's kind of the only real social activity besides hanging out in the team room.
It's like mall walking on the weekends.
yeah, it is. But New York City's the big place to go for a walk. So everyone wants to go out and check it out there. But it's different. It really is different. It'll be I'll be welcome to the normal road routine getting back eventually.
Sean, do you guys ever? Next stop, Government Center.
What's going on? What's going on?
We're good. We got the fire alarm going in the Long Island area. I don't know what's going on.
That's an alarm to indicate that pasta has snuck out of the facility.
Scored another goal.
Sean,
what I was going to say is, like, do you guys ever, like, look at the other local teams and stuff that they might be dealing with, you know, with the Celtics right now, a lot of things that, you know, media is talking about is passion and playing with energy. Is there ever, like, that kind of, like, cross where the coach says, hey, here are some of the issues that other teams are dealing with. Let's not fall into that, or let's learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, I think that's more of I think our coach might look at that a little bit more and, you know, just look at different teams, and especially in our city, and kind of, you know, relate it to us. in his message. But I think, you know, usually when we're going to games, like going to those like Celtics games and Patriots games, and we're actually there, I feel like we're a little more connected. Right now, it's a little maybe less connected just because we're not going to the games. It doesn't, you know, we're obviously catch some of them on TV, but mm-hmm. This year it seems a little bit less connected, I'd say, maybe.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for checking in this morning. I know you still have the information on your Instagram about the Lindy Infante Foundation that you're working with.
Yep. That's all up on the Instagram. Thanks for plugging that. And again, a huge thank you to your listeners last week after the show. We did a lot of good things. So
awesome.
Yeah. Just looking forward to doing more and appreciate all your guys' help.
All right.
No, keep it up.
We'll talk to you again. All right. That's, Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.